This is
live from studio headquarters in New York City, it's the Dirk McCallum Show.
Hello, my name is Redwood. I'm coming to you live from HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Dirk McCallum Show. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do towards bullying. Free speech and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gang have given me a list to come out with. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organisation who want to take advantage of PWD, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, our commander in chief, his mistress, but brief. We do support their lawyer though. Ableism, NTs. That means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to the show, congratulations. You have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Curse with Dirk McCallum Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.
Hello there, it's me, Tinker, along with Johnny. Tonight, we're taking on a social media topic that involves Australia setting a precedent for those who live stream horrific acts of violence, which also presents a bit of an issue for the big tech with big tech giants who think that it's just okay to just leave the videos up, even when it can end up being the most detrimental thing to those to those who don't want to necessarily see these kinds of events happen, especially not being reported. Johnny, how do you feel about this? Johnny?
I'm here, like, yeah. Running.
I was saying how crazy, how Australia is actually sending quite a big message for wanting to send big tech giants to prison if they choose not to step up when it comes to when there's content that involves extremist content, which could involve violence and horrific acts, in which it's a pretty big deal. If I do say so myself. And
like
the fact that people...
They should be held accountable for their extreme content.
Yeah. And people don't, and the fact that nothing was done when they were being broadcast That sounds some.
That just says something about our society.
Yeah. And when people don't want to see that content, I think Australia stepping up is actually a great thing.
Oh, it's awesome.
Because how many more people could just continue to see people getting hurt just because no one wants to actually step up and do something?
It's like when you, I don't know.
What? You're on the right. You're definitely right.
I'm trying to put it right on the right path here.
You're on the right path, especially when people don't want to see it.
I don't want to see that extreme stuff on my Facebook feed.
And then people can criticize social media for what content it actually allows. And doesn't allow. There's a certain point where how much more could actually go on before someone ends up looking at this content and go, someone has to do more to prevent this content from being put out there too. It could be simply done without having problems and without putting people in a state of
They actually show like people dying, but yet break the music copyright law. Like, nope, can't do that.
Right. You're definitely right about that. Because how many more people want to see people go through not only sharing this content? There's a certain point when this content could definitely put people in, definitely could hinder people from, could, isn't what people want to see when they're online. And for the fact that people didn't report it once it was being shown, the accountability needs to be on those who are running Facebook and other tech companies. Because how is it ethically responsible without causing anyone from questioning the company that is the social media group too?
It just makes you think.
Yeah. And the more and more people question the nature of this, these situations that come up, the better it's going to be overall. Because how many more times could people continue to see people watching disturbing content that doesn't need to be put out there, especially when it's extreme content and it could potentially be very graphic too. And people may not want to see the graphic nature of the content either. Which is very true, too. These are points where people don't want to watch.
It it's weird, like, sometimes people don't want to watch it, but yet they can't stop watching. Like, it's like a runaway train on fire.
Very true. And the fact that Australia is really trying to be proactive should say something, especially to those who will want to put out this content as well. There's a certain point where companies kind of need to be responsible for their own, for the practices that they're putting out.
Say people keep it up, guess what else happens? People leave the site.
Yeah, very true. And they don't like when people leave. So it kind of becomes a challenge of actually doing something about it without putting those. Also,
yeah.
In a place that could be detrimental, too. And you can't blame them for people not wanting to be watching content. And the fact that Zuckerberg and other sites just allow it to happen.
Sick.
Yeah. And I would think that that companies would want to be progressive, especially when it comes to their own users.
They have a right to protect their own users.
Mm-hmm. And when they don't, people question their integrity too. And it's not just a quick and easy answer. It's a, why did you allow content just to be posted when, in fact, this could really do damage to the company? And also could ruin their reputation, too. And I would think that they wouldn't want them to lose. They themselves don't want to lose business. Once they lose business, there goes ads, there goes revenue, down the drain. Yeah. And that would be only, it would then be their fault for just allowing it to happen. Which, there's a point where accountability comes into play, like it or not. Because the more that people hold corporations accountable and set the precedent, more companies are going to want to protect their users, or at least attempt to. Which I would rather give props to the companies that are protecting their users than the ones basically allowing the content that shouldn't be up. When people don't necessarily want to see content that is not, that could ultimately look good, not look good, the best for the company as well. And also, tech companies should be held to the standard of working to protect and not just allow this to be done without any recourse for their action. Because they're going to end up having their own legal actions would be taken up against them if and when something a country wants there to be more done to protect the users and not just be an afterthought just because someone doesn't want to do it. And things it's just not going to benefit them. When in fact, the organizations that are in question could actually gain a better reputation for doing this. For stepping up. Johnny, how do you feel about do you see this working in Australia's favor, or do you see it working against them?
I can kind of see it working.
Yeah. And now, we all know about Lyft, right?
Yeah.
As much as we may not.
Lyft has got themselves
in a pickle again.
Yeah, the not Uber.
Yep.
Company.
Yep. That is doing the same thing that Uber did, which we covered the last time, quite a while back, too. Which Lyft didn't get the memo about what happened with Uber. If you recall, Uber ended up discriminating passengers that used excessive mobility devices. So now it just so happens.
Here we go again.
Yeah, and this is all. This is going to get really good. This isn't going to be good for Lyft. However, this is going to be really good for those. This could really benefit those. This could ultimately mean that because it's making its way up to federal court, this could mean that there could be changes done to protect those who want to ride in Lyft vehicles and not be discriminated against, which is a big deal.
Let's see.
Go ahead.
I mean, it's like hard out there, like.
Mhm.
They see your devices, like, oh, I don't want to pick them up. That person up.
And at that point.
That's strong. That's discrimination
also
right there.
Yeah. Also, at that point, if someone's willing to pay you money, and you don't want to pick them up, how does that make any sense?
That doesn't make any sense. You're just going to lose some money because you're ignorant.
Mm-hmm. And also it leads into the corporation in question getting into a legal battle yet again. Which is really no surprise. When people want to be treated fairly, not be treated,
not be treated like a turd.
Yeah. And this shows how really sad it is that a company could discriminate against people who just want to use services. It makes no sense. And when people just, and when corporations think that they're going to get away with it, it's not going to end well.
Come back and bite him in the butt.
I wonder, and the fact that they did the same thing that Uber did years ago, I'm guessing that they didn't get the memo that they're about to literally end up, having more, doing more harm than good. And the more problems they have, the more people won't use their services. And that's the truth. Especially when people just want to use services to get around. It literally shows how this company doesn't want to think about their users, but more about what income they can receive and they could get just for the sake of doing what they're doing.
I mean, there's a lot of places, like, you can't just, like, hop on a bus or go on a train.
Yeah.
That station might be 2-3 miles down the road.
And also, you also have to think about it. If those stations aren't accessibility friendly, too. Because if they're not accessible, then what does that do?
Then you're stuck.
And being stuck does not give.
Not fun, man.
Yeah. And it's just really sad. When there should be more that should be done. To be more proactive, to be very, to just be progressive with the times too. Because sooner or later, people will want to have that same treatment and be included, not excluded.
We just want to be included, that's all.
Which really shows how far people can go to just have and want that that ability to have the growth and have the expectations that everyone can be included without worrying about what's going to be the next way to get around and to just be able to do.
I mean, some of us can't even ride a bike.
Mm-hmm. And this really shows if people are willing to just look and
give a darn.
Oh. Really just look beyond what is the difference. Maybe there would actually be more. Maybe there would actually be growth. Be the point of actually having just. It's such a it has to be noted, it has to be put out there that it's not acceptable for this to keep going on.
Yeah, we've got to keep fighting.
And the more fighting, the more people say it's not okay, the better and more progress. We could also make it for ourselves to say why should one tech organization that deals with car services just allow, this should be allowed. No matter what, because everyone should have that opportunity to take whatever car service or use the services that they want without being excluded. So, what really matters is actually realizing that more and more people want to be accepted without the issues of exclusion and everything else that comes into play. Because because the time that we could make it change and want to have better quality of life should be, more importantly, having that ability to just grow and progress without struggle, without the inability to grow and work together. And just have a better life than what's being given. And on that note, we will be back on Wednesday, same time, same place, and definitely tune in. It's definitely going to be a very interesting broadcast, to say the least. And on that note, bye.
Bye, everybody.